Chapo.
Hey, mate, what's happening?
Plenty. I don't know why I couldn't get... I could hear yous, but yous couldn't hear me, and you could hear me, and I couldn't hear yous. Are you there, Shane?
Yeah.
And Chapo, you all right?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
We can all hear each other brilliantly. I will start, and we'll get underway.
All right.
Rightio. Bush Footy Yarns has got another podcast tonight, and with us again is Sims 30-year veteran Shane Madden and current for the last 6 years, six-year grand finalist, Group 11 player, Group 11 player of the year, I think in 2014, Western Division representative, Jai Chapman. How are you going, boys?
Hey, mate. Going good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Nice to go.
Good, thanks, Billy.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that, Shane. I've talked to you four times today. Chapo, we're going to jump straight on to you. Jaron Power, how's his first year been? Because you've had Timmy for 6 years. How's Jazz gone?
Yeah, mate, he's doing an unreal job at the moment, eh? Like, for a rookie coach to come in and do what he has to do, he's got all the boys' respect, and he's doing a cracker of a job, mate. As you can see, we've made it to the final, so he must be doing something right and got that minor premiership. So he's doing a good job, I think.
Yeah. Well, the results are quite similar to many years I've had over the past 6 years. One thing that impressed me from an outsider looking in, he was always going to play good football because he could play.
Yep.
He actually made a few hard decisions. One was early in the year, Bono, whether he was too tired or too fat, he was started in reserve grade, Jordan Reynolds, and they're good mates of his, and that must have been hard, but it showed, well, you know, he's doing what he thinks is right, and that's how a rookie coach should go. Is that fair to say?
Oh, mate, yeah, I guess it is fair to say he's the one that's in charge, mate, and he's got to make the tough decisions at the end of the day, and he's got to wear that. So, at the end of the day, my hat's off to him because to make those decisions, started doing, I'll tell you that much. So I'm off to him, and I've got a lot of respect for Jazz, and I think he's doing a cracker job, and whatever he's doing is working, I'm guessing, at the moment. So, all is well at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's good. I actually, Maddo can vouch for this. I was, when he told me that Jazz was going to do it, I was a bit worried about the age and, like, all being mates.
Yeah.
But it's a credit to him for taking on. It's a credit to you and A-Rod Renane for supporting him. And all things are going well.
Yeah, 100%, mate. He's taking the job on. Like, he had a big shoes to fill with Timmy being there for the last few years and how successful Timmy has been. And Timmy's unbelievable coach, mate. And Jazz had to fill those shoes. And at the moment, he's giving it a good crack. So. This is only his first year, and I think, yeah, like I said before, mate, he's doing a cracker for me, and I just got a lot of respect for him as well, you know, like being so good mates with Jazz, and we always have been good mates, and it's even better playing with one of your best mates as well, mate, as well as his coach, and putting him, having a bit of leadership there as well.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Maddo, Jai Chapman, you've been there 30 years, Maddo. You're the unofficial godfather of the Catholic Young Men's Society, they tell me. And Chapo, where does he rate in centre three quarter? Like, where Chapo, and I'm not pissing in your pocket here, Chapo, but Maddo, surely he'd have to rate in the best of the best talks, would he not, that you've seen?
Yeah, for sure, mate. Yeah, Chapo come over as this young, skinny little fella, but Chapo works very hard on his game, mate. He, you know, works hard on his fitness, goes to gym. He does all the things that a first grader probably should do. He leads by example, and yeah, mate, he'd be up there with one of the best centres that play with the club for sure.
Yeah, there'd be a lethal combination, him and the big giraffe, Justin Yeo, wouldn't it? The little, like, it'd be like midget.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. But,
What did you start playing with Sims, chap?
2013.
Yeah, 2013 or 12, I think. Yeah, one of the two. Hey, bro, how are you?
Yeah, I know. Young, Goey's last year about?
2009, him and Shags won the comp, beat Parks. Max Ray scored the winning try with 2:30 to go.
Against Parks.
Against Parks at Apex. Oh, it was a grand final, so it was at Apex. Now, Chapo, there's been some good games. They reckon the game you guys versus Willow that Saturday was good, but you've lobbed over there and they've pulled out Tamana Tahu, former international. Like, I loved Tamana Tahu in his day. He was a good one. And how, obviously that had a positive effect on you because they Nick McGrath, the journalist from Group 10 that just loves Group 11 because it's a better cop and comes to us, he just said Chapo was just in everything and, won the battle with Tahu. So, it must have really got you going when you learnt you were going to take him on, which is a good attitude.
Oh, mate. Definitely. Like, when you're coming up against a gun player and someone that's so, hires Tahu, mate, like, he's been there and done everything, mate, it's definitely going to make you want to play, top of your level and stuff like that. And, mate, he's a classy player, mate, classy bloke on and off the field, mate. After we finished the game, we shook hands and he had a few words to me and really nice bloke, eh? And, those sort of games, mate, when you got someone that's actually, got a high standard, that definitely makes you pick up your game and go to another level. So anytime we play any players like that, mate, it's unreal. And hats off to him, mate. He's a classy player and such a nice bloke as well.
Yeah, I actually flew.
Chapo, can I say something quickly, Billy?
Yeah, go.
Chapo had to mark your gun centre the other week there too.
Who, Mong Chong?
Pagey.
Big Pagey. You and Pagey have been blue. You and Pagey mouthed each other. Like, as soon as I got back thing, you and Pagey there one day, I was at Parks and I went, look at these two into each other and it was just all day. I love that verbal stuff and
mate.
You know it's all part of the game and that and I haven't actually because I've been away and I didn't actually run into him there the other day to ask how it went against you guys, but that must have been the space is going all right, Chappy. Then we saw it. I got to ask.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no, they're going good, mate. They got a good young core there as well, mate. And they've got like Semi in there and all the boys that have been there for the years. And I think they're going good, mate. They got a young core like us, I think, at the moment. And
yeah, it's very similar. Yeah. A little bit younger.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think they're mate. My hat's off to them as well. I've got a lot of respect for the Parks boys and the Forbes boys, mate. I say to the boys sometimes, you can't really. I don't really not like anyone in those two teams. They're such they're all good blokes. Me and Pagey, we have our third on the field, but mate, he's a good bloke too. The other day, I think I got knocked out in the game, and he pulled up in the car when I was walking over to mine. He said, "Mate, you're all right, you're good game and that." And it's good, mate. I just like having the battle with him. He's a good bloke, I think. So it'd be good just to catch up with a beer, really, and just sort of sit down. So yeah,
and that's or something. Well, me and Maddo can attest for you. Used to go and have a beer with the club and It's just the way of the world nowadays. You know, it doesn't happen as much, and you'd like it to happen, but
100%.
It doesn't. But we're all footballers. We've all got a love of something in common, and that's good attitude to have to get on the field. And I remember Christy Daly come over to the Elvis Festival, and he was at my house, and he goes, "You know that big tall fella?" And I said, "Pagey." And he goes, "Bruh, he just sends me mad." He said, "And then as soon as the bell goes, he comes over like we're friends, and it sends me mad." And they ran into each other that night, and they ended up I went home, and they ended up getting on. And Christy said the same thing. He's a good bloke, and I said, "Well, once you go on the field and if you're able to leave it there, that's a good thing."
Yeah.
Now, how's this break gonna work? Because you've got it'll be a 3-week break.
Yeah.
But I know that if anyone underestimates the fitness of the Sim side, they're doing it at their own peril. But then you've got you'll have, if you win the major semi, you'll have another week break and you'll play the grand final. Now, in the past, when Forbes have beat you, I've noted Forbes had hard games going in. We always play them last, and that's hard whether we're first, they're last. And then they had a hard minor semi, a hard next game. By the time they got to the final, Ningen, I think it was in 2016, had a few suspensions, and Wello last year had a couple busted. I'm not taking anything away from Forbes here, but they won a little bit easier in that last, like the prelim, and then they went into the grand final and they got yous late in both games. And, you know, I'd liken it to a, you know, they've built up like a Melbourne Cup horse, and you guys, not through your own doing, but you don't get the 10,000 metres that Mark Cummings, the legend, always says you need to get.
Mate, and that's just the way it is, eh? Like, that's the, well, the sacrifice and the benefit of winning and the minor premiership and then going on to win that. You've got to sacrifice that one or two games if you're going to make it straight to the grand final and you have those boys coming in fresh legs. And hats off to Forbes, mate, when they've done, they're like our kryptonite. They've come in and they've just dusted us, and my hat's off to them, mate. They wanted it, those two grand finals, they wanted it more, and they played better than us at the end of the day, and they might have got us at the end both times, but at the end of the day, mate, the result is the result, and they got the wins. And it's just we need to go in there. If it is this year, we make it, or we, like, you know what I mean, or if it's the next year, we just got to go in there with a good mind frame, and because we know, I've told the boys so many times remember how much it hurts, and mate, I've been there and lost a few over the few years, and I surely know how much it hurts, but it is what it is, mate, and it's just and it's football at the end of the day. It's a cruel sport and it's a good one, because you're either gonna walk away happy or you're gonna walk away with tears, mate. So
I think it was overlooked by many last year, and Forbes got the win, deserved the win. That would have really hurt, because had you guys won last year, like you said won that cup, you said beat Guildford by 60, and they were a cup side, and like there was it must be like something that's driving you a bit. I know it'd drive me a bit. Yeah. I suppose you can never get it back, because the Clayton Cup, you would have won the Clayton Cup.
That was sort of a, like, the grand final. Like, yeah, we lost the grand final and that, and everyone was sort of riding, hoping, and that we were going to win that and to get that Clayton Cup, mate. And unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. It would have been a good achievement to put that into your thing. But mate, it just wasn't meant to be. But it would have been unreal to get it, mate. But like I said, that at the end of the day, that sort of stuff doesn't really mean too much to me. It's what means the most to me, mate, is going on the field with the mates that you want to be around. It's not with us here, with us at Sims, and I'm sure it is like it around the other clubs, at Group 11, a few other clubs, mate. It's all about playing with the boys that you want to play with. You know what I mean? Like, you sometimes...
Yeah, without doubt, yeah.
And stuff like playing with boys you don't know, but with the boys that you got here, you're always playing with them. You're going back to the pub with them and that. So that just makes it a bit more special, mate, than sort of just a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And I know I was talking to Timmy Ryan, I was too easy off, and he doesn't want to talk Clayton Cups and that, he just wants to...
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, footy love, like, in all my time, I've played, we played K-Bar in the 98 grand final, they won the Clayton Cup, and I've seen some good footy sides out here, like yourselves, Miss Parks in 96, Forbes were running last, Parks lost one game all year, and Forbes beat us at home.
Yeah.
Like, and I think they may have got the spoon, or they didn't play semis, and it was just I want to just touch on one more thing with Forbes. Yep. Jake Grace.
Yep.
Yeah, like, you and him have both won the Bush Footy Yarn Sexy Man Award. He's the joint winners there one day, but the way he plays. Yeah,
mate, he's an unreal player, mate, Gracie. I've had the privilege to play against him and with him, mate.
Yep.
Mate, one of the toughest football players that I've played with, mate, and against. Great bloke, nice guy. Mate, you can't beat him. He's unreal, eh? I've got a lot of respect for Gracie, mate, and his game and how he's played footy and that, and what he did for Forbes, and mate, he's a gun.
Yeah, and even more respectful They when they had their 100-year reunion the long weekend, there was talk of him coming back, and he made a speech at the thing to talk, and he said, I'm not coming back. He said, I wasn't playing this year. And he said, if I was playing, I start training in November.
Yeah.
He said, and it's June, and I'm not playing. And he's a man of his word. He's a good bloke. But moving forward, Ningen.
Yep.
They got you the other day. I noticed the key, Joshy Merritt, pulled off a couple of big plays. Ironically, against Parks, he pulled off a 40-20 just on half time. They scored and then went bang, bang, bang in the second half and put three tries on in 8 minutes. And,
you know,
Maddo said it was a similar thing to start the second half. And they just slipped away from you?
Yeah, mate. Just slipped away. We were a bit outboozed in the second half, mate. And when Merrow's on, mate, he's by far one of the best halves in the group, like, and around this area, mate.
Oh, by a minute, yeah.
When he's on, mate. And like he's always like every game he plays is good footballer, but when he's on, he's, mate, I can't explain how good he is, mate. I played with Josh and against him, and he's unreal, and he's a game changer.
You'll be playing with him in the knockout later in the year.
Yeah, I'll be playing with him in the knockout later on. So yeah.
Yeah, oh, geez, that'll be good. Were you marking up against Justin Carney?
Yeah, mate. I had the privilege and the nightmare of marking up with Justo. He's a big boy, and mate, it was good fun. Good fun playing against someone like him. So it was unreal.
And so, I love that attitude. Like, and I think it's coming off on everyone. Like, it's good for Group 11, like the quality of player we've got, but it's also good for the guys. It's all good for the young guys. And I was just saying, I was talking to Maddo about Tristan Lumley. He said he's a happy bloke. And, Jordan Pope goes, oh, that Tristan Lumley on the field, he said, I've done a good tackle. He said, good tackle, mate. He said, but then he got me a good one back and I had to say good tackle to him. that's only going to improve the players they're playing against.
Yeah, 100%, mate, 100%. So, yeah, everyone wants to step up when they play those good players and the ones that got a big name for themselves. So it's only going to bring the best out in the other players.
Yeah, Alex Bonham.
Yeah.
I know you're good mates with him. I love Bono, but geez, he's a laid-back, tired man, isn't he?
Yeah, mate, he's a very mellow dude, Bono.
Maddo reckons he falls asleep in the shed before the game. Like,
I got a lot of love for Bono, mate. He's my best.
I do too. He's a good. He's a real good
chap. I'll back me up on this one. He knows he falls asleep in the shed.
Yeah, mate, he's a very tired boy. Mate, he's so laid back, but got all the talent in the world, mate. He's got more talent in his left finger than probably what I do in my whole body, mate. So he's when he wants to put it on, he's one of those players like Merrow, mate. When he wants to do something, he'll do it, and he can do it easy.
Yeah, the first time I met Bono was the Friday before he was played Ningen in the grand final a couple of years ago. I was at Maddo's place. I was doing some work in Dubbo, and there was me, Maddo, and Rory, and then Bono's pulled up, and I'd never met him, and he was coming over, and he looked a bit. He'd just finished up at the the abattoirs. He'd had a bit of drama out there with a bloke, and I'll never forget. Like Rory's going, oh, fuck the Abbeys anyway, Bono. They stink. And I'm saying, Rory, sure. She's like just, and that's how I met him.
Yeah,
and, I said, mate. I've only just met you. I said, I know, like, you're upset and that. I said, but you just worry about football. I said, you got a good club around you. I said, Maddo will ring people. I said, you can go and mow lawns with him. I said, don't worry, like, that'll take care of itself. And that's how I met the bloke.
Yeah.
And,
well, there you go. He's the only man I know that mow a lawn that was asleep.
On the right.
Yeah, the other guy I want to ask about. I love Wacky Wade Kavanagh. He's full on that fella, isn't he? Where's his best position?
Oh, mate, I don't know. That's a hard one. Cav can cover pretty much anywhere you want him to play.
Yes,
he played a bit of hooker there. When did he play hooker? I think it might have been last year. He played hooker. I think he had his best year of football last year at hooker.
He, He played hooker for Group 11 there a couple of years ago and carved Group 10 up, and they picked him for Western Division.
Yeah, mate. He went good at hooker.
He made the grand final last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah. Oh, hooker, he goes good at hooker, mate. But, he's pretty quick out of there. But, I don't know. That's a tough one. Even in the second row or somewhere like that, somewhere in the middle where he's a ball, you know, because that's where he wants to be.
Yeah, I actually thought he was the 2016 grand final versus England. He was my 3 points that day, Dizzy, and he was playing in the centres. But you're right, he can just sort of play anywhere with the versatility. And Alex Renane, when Alex Renane's on, for me, he's as good as anyone in the bush,
mate. When Acker's on, mate, he can pull a shot off on the biggest person in the bush or anywhere else, mate. He can shot.
And he's built like Teddy Ollum,
mate, and he's not a big boy. He don't go to the gym or nothing, but gee, he can whack. So when he wants to whack you, he'll whack you.
Yeah, no, he's going good. Shane,
yes,
we talked about this, and I'd like to finish on this, and Chapo would like to hear this story. Tell us the story that you told me about the knockout in Forbes back in 1990 when you were a young team. It's a legendary story.
1991 it was.
Oh, rightio, sorry, 91.
Yeah, they used to have like a pre-season knockout over at Forbes. And the great player and coach himself, Billy Singh's dad, uncle, Noel. Pop, sorry. Noel Singh was our coach. We went over there on a coach to play at Forbes. Stepped off the coach and remember Terry Regan, Captain Coach Cobar?
Yep.
Played for the Canberra Raiders. Well, he was mad.
Yeah, Chapo, this bloke was noted as my old man used to say, you should see this mad bloke go. So he was a known madman.
Anyway, we stepped off the bus and Cobar were right where the bus was warming up to run on the play their game. And Terry Regan looked at us and said, what are you green seas looking at? And we're all only a second year out of juniors, so we're all shitting ourselves. And Noel Singh was the coach and he said to Terry, you want to shut the fuck up because we're coming to get yous next? And we all looked at Noel as if to say, shut your mouth. You're not playing him, we are. And we all absolutely shit ourselves. Not even 20. Anyway, had the pleasure of playing against Terry Regan and, he pretty much headbutted the shit out of our whole forward pack. In the scrum. That was back when scrums were scrums. But no, he was a good player and Noel probably needs to keep quiet a bit. But good bloke, Noly. Hey, yeah. I'll just tell you something, Billy.
Yep.
Obviously, we don't play this weekend with the bye now, but we got our Sims Got Talent night this weekend at the Castle Ray, and me and Chapo actually are in the same act together.
Oh! What are you doing? Oh, I suppose you don't want to give it away.
No, we can't say what we're doing, but we've got rehearsals again at my house on Saturday after speaking to Jazz tonight. Yeah, we'll surprise them with something, but hey, chap.
It'll be very interesting. It'll be good.
Parks had one there earlier in the year and everyone sort of got right into it and... it was a funny night. I can imagine yours would be the same. And as you were saying, like people were doing all like warm up things, like practice for it. And, you know, then I can, like, next year ours is just going to be real good because they set a standard. And,
obviously, you got the four grades. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the rule is that every grade has to do two acts. So,
what's four times two, Shane?
Four times two. Hang on, my phone's going flat here, bud.
Don't tell me you're doing that on the calculator on your phone. It's 8, you clown.
No, my phone's only on about 3%.
Rightio. Well, I'm going to thank you both for that. I'm just driving to... I'm just stopped off at a town called Blackwater. I'm heading to Bluff, and there's about 300 people in Bluff and a good footy field. They're called the Rabbitohs. But Chapo, thanks for your time. No, we're going to talk some Western Division and that stuff later in the as we move forward. Good luck for your warm up. Have a bit of a break. Happy birthday to your little fella today.
Thanks, mate.
And yeah, thanks for your time. And Shane, I don't need to thank you because you'll be just back again. We love it.
I'll be talking to you in the morning.
Yeah. 5 a.m. tomorrow because I'm at work.
Righto, boys. No dramas, mate. Take it easy. Hey, good to have you under you.
Righto, mate. See you.
No worries, brother. Catch up.